great music, local news, high school sports, real community connection. KLMJ.
Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today we are joined by the newest member of the Hampton Police Department. That is Todd Dolan, a North Butler graduate, so a little familiarity here as it relates to that. But Todd joining the Hampton Police Department here recently, recently introduced during the Hampton Council meeting earlier in May. And Todd, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So Todd, tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm going to act like I've never met you before, so go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Graduated from North Butler in 2016. As you know that place well. After that, went to a year at UNI. From there, joined the Army. Served there for 4.5 years. Got out, moved home, and worked on the family farm for a few years. Moved to Hampton. Worked out here with Justin and Jay Bain for a little bit. And then when this opportunity came up, jumped at it.
Can you talk a little bit about your Army experience then?
Did 4.5 years at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Was deployed in 2019 to Afghanistan. Was there from July 1st, 2019 until March 16th of 2020. Yep, came back to COVID.
COVID played a part in that, I guess.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So then you said you were at UNI, you came back, you farmed a little bit too, but then what ultimately led you wanting into this field of law enforcement?
So when I moved home, wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to do. I was kind of leaning more towards law enforcement, but really wasn't sure. I met my wife, and she really pushed me towards a career in law enforcement. And when this opportunity came up, jumped at it, and Mark decided to hire me.
That easy, I guess. But in your background in being in the Army, how does that kind of prepare for law enforcement? I mean, when you're in the Army, it's a little bit more, I'd say maybe training's a little bit more hectic at times than it is on the police side, but regardless, you know, and one of the recent police officers, he had a background in the Air Force. He kind of said that taught him, kind of gave him some experience heading into law enforcement. Would you say the same for you and your experience in the Army?
Yeah, for sure. In the Army, I mean, we rely a lot on communication-type training, working as a team, threat assessment, de-escalation type stuff. I would say you got to dial it in a lot more here than you would in a foreign country, but that training plays a big role.
Again, we're joined by the newest member of the Hampton Police Department. That is Todd Dolan, beginning his time here. He was introduced during the recent city council meeting. So the next question here is, you're telling me off air you'll join the Iowa Police Academy here in a few months. What happens between now and the end of August?
So I will just be with Chief Morrison or Captain Halsney on the daily. Also, Officer Kelly. And they'll just be teaching me everything they can about the job. And, yeah.
Anything you've learned so far being in a police car, besides all the buttons?
still learning all the buttons and the radio etiquette, but it's a little different from military. But, just learning roads and places that are usually high traffic and places to watch out for.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add about joining the Hampton Police Department here a few weeks ago?
It's been great so far. I mean, everybody's been real welcoming and more than happy to help whenever I have questions. And yeah,
I appreciate you, Todd. Now, Mark Morrison, Police Chief Mark Morrison, is here with us. You want to do the standing up or not?
Are we good to go?
Oh, we're good. Okay.
Today we're good.
So, not that long ago, we were talking about a full police department. That's really good here in rural Iowa, Mark. But you guys are still looking for a couple police officers here in Hampton.
Yeah, we're still actively recruiting for two more officers to get us up to full staff.
Do you know of other police departments? Iowa Falls, very similar, I guess, to Hampton. Do you know if they're in a similar boat or any other police departments of your size, kind of the same boat, looking to keep their departments fully staffed?
Yeah, there's a lot of police departments out there hiring. A lot of them fighting for the same people, same applicants. I've been trying to go local as much as I can to recruit from within the city. So that's how we found Todd, a local Hampton resident. We're glad to have him.
I didn't ask Todd this. I don't know who can elaborate on this more, but talk about what Todd can expect at the Hampton, the Police Academy. Is that in Johnston?
Yes, it's 16 weeks. It's at the Camp Dodge there. And they'll learn everything from traffic stops to writing reports to accident investigation,
pepper spray,
taser, you name it, you learn it there.
And that's a 16-week course. So by the end of December, he'll be graduated. Then he'll ultimately join the force fully,
yep,
in like early part of 2027.
Yep, and then he'll be on his own from there.
All right, very good. I get joined by the newest member of the Hampton Police Department. That is Todd Dolan. Also, Police Chief Mark Morrison, as we talk about the newest addition. And again, the Police Academy down in Johnston starting August 31st is what Mark said. So, Mark, anything else you would like to add as you are still looking for, I guess, two more police officers to be considered fully staffed? What's happening in the interim in place of those two officers?
Yep. So, first of all, I'd like to thank Todd, and he's been a great addition to the team and been great to serve here in Hampton. So, looking forward to continuing working with him and seeing him off to the academy. As far as hiring, right now we've kind of reworked our schedules to try to keep all the shifts covered. We still are running 24-hour coverage. That's not been a problem. Some of the guys are working some extra overtime, but we've been filling in all the shifts.
And you mentioned reserve officers at a council meeting, too. Does that play a part, too?
Yep. We also have a couple of reserve officers, part-time officers. They come and help us out on the weekends and some during the week. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Anything else you would want to add here, Mark, though?
Nope. Still looking for two more good ones. Local is obviously our target and what we want to look for, but we're looking for anybody that wants to join our team.
All right, very good. Our thanks to Hampton Police Chief Mark Morrison and the newest member of the Hampton Police Department, Todd Dolan, for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the Next Gen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Spring has arrived, and it's the perfect season to refresh your home. Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton. Take advantage of our HELOC and home improvement specials, which are designed to help you tackle renovations big or small. With competitive rates, flexible terms, and fast local approvals, you'll be ready to upgrade your kitchen, add a deck, or make that dream space a reality. Don't wait. Stop by or call today to learn how our team can support your next home project. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.